This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A health official in eastern Libya says the flood death toll in the hard-hit city of Derna has risen above 5,100. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Officials say the number of deaths in Derna is likely to increase as rescuers are still collecting bodies from the streets, buildings and the sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
With a deadline less than 24 hours away, United Auto Workers are set to strike General Motors, Stellantis and Ford. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has concerns about any kind of potential defense cooperation between Russia and North Korea. Russia's president and